All right, are y'all ready to get started? Are you
on my team? Club Focus on Beat.
For this month's Club Focus, we took a trip out to Feathertown Park in Tipperary to meet the Feathered Athletics Club.
It was about 3 years ago. I just met a friend inside Mork, and he said to me that it was an AGM or meeting on just to get to after COVID, just to try and get the club back up and running again. So would I be interested in going? So I said I would. And that's it. I'm here since, you know.
That's Sean Hurley, chairperson of the club.
We got a group of people together and we ran our... We got a men's team together first, I think, originally, and then we have our federated, there was a federated 5K, so we got a committee formed to run that, and then after that, then I took over as chairman of the club for the last three years there this May, so that'll be it.
John says what makes athletics special is that it's really for everyone.
My previous history was I was GA and I was chairman of the Federal GA Club for a long time. Yeah. And next thing, like you go through that phase and you get out of it, and then you just want to do something to keep yourself tied over. But I suppose the main thing is athletics is for everyone. Like, you know what I mean? It's an individual sport. Plus, it's a team sport. But there's no great pressure on anybody. Like, you just try and achieve your own accomplishments, really, to get. I mean, you might set your own goals. You don't have to be world record holders. You just might want to walk or run 5K in 20 minutes, or you might want to walk it in 60 minutes. It's totally up to yourself. So I think the playing field is a leveller for everybody, that you can just do it. You can do it in your own time or try and break a time.
For senior coach Louis Rice, the club has family history.
I was involved with the club my whole life, pretty much. I was when I was a juvenile. My father was the head coach. And then it was just kind of on and off, like through my teenage years, here and there. I would get back into running again, then get out of the habit of it. And then I think in my late 20s, I kind of just started running again. I had another phase of it. And it just kind of, I got into it competitively at that age. And then from there, I kind of just had a natural progression into coaching with the club. As the club kind of grew, we needed a coach. And I just fit into it naturally, like it just kind of came to me naturally, yeah.
You mentioned obviously running here as a juvenile, and you come back now as a coach, obviously following your dad's footsteps. Did you ever imagine that this would be the case?
No, I didn't see it coming now, to be honest. I never really thought I'd get into coaching, certainly not. I always fancied myself as a runner when I was young. I wasn't good, but I kind of thought I could be good if I tried hard enough. And then, as I said, like when I got into it in my late 20s and started competing and started trying harder, I kind of realised, oh, I like, even when I'd be going around running with people, just kind of chatting to them and kind of coaching them and giving my own advice or whatever. And I just fell into it naturally, like I said, you know, from there. So I didn't see it coming now, but no, it's great. I love it.
Louis says running is going through a bit of a renaissance since COVID.
Yeah, it's going through a real, what's the word? Like, it's a phenomenon right now of running, isn't there? Like, you know, everyone's at it. And I think what I said earlier, there being the inclusivity, like around running, I think that's a big part of it, you know, because it's so easy. All you need is a pair of runners, pop them on you, get out the door. And there's clubs all around the country, you know, so it's very accessible for everybody.
One of those new members to the club is Tanya O'Brien.
I have 3 kids at home, so I've kind of been rearing children for the last 10 years. I have a very busy job. I'm the principal in the Presentation Primary School in Clamel. And I just kind of came to a stage in my life when I felt I need something for me. So I came in here last February. They do a 3K series for the month of February. And from there, it just kind of took off. We joined the club and we were literally running county races the following week. So it's been really good. And actually, only last Sunday now, I won my first... county team medal, senior team medal. So I was delighted with that to make the team with some of the girls who have been running for a long time. So yeah, it's been a really good experience.
Why athletics in particular as opposed to any other sport?
Well, I actually started off playing Gaelic for Mothers and Others, and I suppose I was kind of catapulted into that after 10 years of doing nothing at all. And I was playing midfield for Mullinahone, and I realised, oh God, I'm not that fast. I need to work on my fitness a little bit. And that's when we kind of took up a little bit of running. And as I said, they ran the 3K series for the month of February last year, and that kind of got us in. Everybody was so welcoming here, like John, the chairperson, Louis, Carl, like they couldn't have made us feel more welcome. And we kind of felt part of a team nearly straight away. There was no competitiveness. It was really just a welcoming environment. And from there, we just kind of became part of it. And I feel like I'm here about 10 years, you know, as opposed to a year. So it's been a really good experience.
Isabel Minogue says the social aspect of athletics was a huge draw for her.
Well, I think as a youngster, I was always quite good at the sprinting and running, and getting older, it's hard to pick a sport. I do like cycling, but athletics stood out to me because you're in a group with people and training alongside other people as well, and people are the same age as well, so you've got good company. So yeah, that's why I chose athletics.
Out of the last 3 years, what has been the standout moment for you with the club?
Probably winning my first medal. That was the best moment, with all the training and hard work that we've put in, and a surprise as well, not realising that I'd actually won a medal and having to go up and collect it and get the photographs. It was amazing. It was amazing at my age to be winning medals.
John says winning the €2,000 with Club Focus would be massive for club development.
We are very lucky here with Feathertown Park that we have the facilities of this, but somewhere down the line we would love to develop some kind of a running track or something like that, get a foundation that where we could say maybe we'd never see an all-weather, but maybe a gravel track or something like that, so that in the winter time the kids especially would be able to run around, have a training area from, you know, like the best of stories in the world you'd hear, like you'd see people training on clay tracks in other parts of the world and they go on and they become world champions, like, so like you'd have to, the dream is the dream, like Rory McIlroy said after winning the thing last year, but like you'd love to see someone from Feathert getting even a national medal or a European medal. Whether that happened or not, I don't know, but like you'd have to have the foundation and the base there for them to be able to train within the parish to give them that chance, and that would be the goal for me.